Old Fashioned Football and the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania is live with $15 million in prizes. Sign up with OFFSGPN to claim your special pick, plus a first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code OFFSGPN. We're also brought to you by Royal Retros. Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, jackets, sweatshirts from all the old-school teams that you love. Use promo code SGPN for 10% off your order today. That's code SGPN at RoyalRetros.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam Acho, and you're listening to Old Fashioned Football.
Old Fashioned Football.
Make this deal right now, you pancake eating mother.
All right, deal.
Old-fashioned football.
Welcome to Old Fashioned Football. If you're wondering who you're listening to, this is J Mark. You can find me on the X at J Mark Football. And if you're wondering who us is, that's at Old Fashioned FB. Before I keep going, I got to introduce my co-host on the pod and in life. You can find her on the X at the Mer Mark. Mer, how you doing today?
Doing great.
That didn't sound super convincing.
Well, I'm doing great.
You're drinking whiskey
ask
and
me
getting
tomorrow.
Ready to ask you tomorrow. Getting ready to drink whiskey and talk football. What could be better?
This is a great question.
In the words of FBI Tugboat, aka Jordan, that's pretty base. It's getting to talk fantasy football and drink whiskey with your life partner.
I'm questioning the drink we're drinking today, though, but that's fine.
Did you try it?
I did.
You didn't like it?
It's different.
I liked it. Why don't we jump right into that? What are we drinking today?
We are drinking Oak and Eden's Bourbon and Brew Coffee Steeped Oak.
Yes.
And I think because I started getting espresso martinis with bourbon, mm-hmm. and this is not an espresso martini. We made our old-fashioned today with...
It's called an espresso old-fashioned.
An espresso old-fashioned. So it has... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
You made it. You're the bartender today.
I've been the bartender for a while now.
I know. Time.
He's like, I need to take it that back, obviously. So what I did was I took a sugar cube and plooped it in there, like always.
Please don't say ploop.
I plooped it in there. I did some cocoa bitters, some Angostura bitters, and then an ounce of espresso and 2 ounces of the whiskey, the bourbon.
Okay, so our espresso is coffee, though. Well, I mean, we use espresso beans for coffee today.
Right,
taking
right.
one from my aunt and uncle's playbook there. And I ground up the espresso beans last night in the coffee maker. So we had like just enough left at the bottom of the coffee pot because I switched to iced coffee this afternoon.
Ideally, we would have made espresso through the espresso machine and put that in there. But
so maybe the coffee isn't as
strong,
concentrated or the espresso isn't as concentrated.
I actually really like it.
And my ice cube is gone. Like you've got the bartender, I have a complaint. Not an orange because you wouldn't put an orange in this, but it's with the ice cube. You need to do a big cube. You need to freeze big cubes. We have them.
You need to freeze big cubes.
If you're the bartender the bartender for a while now, mister, then maybe you should get on your cube game because it's weak. It's a weak.
I got a weak cube game. We, if you saw the little, if you're on YouTube, first of all, get over to YouTube at Old Fashioned Football, Old-Fashioned Football Podcast. Subscribe to us, first of all. But if you're on there, you saw I forgot to change our little icon here. We are going to cover how to win your fantasy football auction league a different day, but we are going to do some mock draft stuff.
Yes.
Because we did a mock draft, and auction mock drafts are the hardest ones to do because they take forever. Like a snake mock draft.
Yeah, it's a serious time commitment.
It is. Yeah. 3 hours about. A regular snake mock draft, you know, you can do those all day. They take less than an hour. If you're doing just a rookie one, it's even less than that.
you have to pay attention in auction drafts and doing a mock draft. It's not like your dynasty leagues or your keeper leagues where you're just, you know, filling in the pieces.
Right. Yeah.
Starting from scratch with an auction draft is
it's a lot.
It's brutal. It can be brutal for time.
Right.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it is very time consuming.
Yes.
So doing a mock draft of that, it took some time.
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick, obviously you're listening to Old Fashioned Football, but if you're a hardcore baseball fan or just a degenerate sitting in an office looking for some afternoon action, either way, you want to make sure you subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. They're doing great work over there. And the fun part is you get to listen to Mal and his accent, and everybody likes listening to an accent. He's a riot anyways and knows his stuff. So anyways, yeah. Auction draft. Mm-hmm. It was, let's break this down of kind of the background of it or what it was.
Okay. So it's a 12 team super flex.
Yeah.
Everybody was there initially,
which is nice because
auto draft, if you know us, auto draft is a big no-no. Like, absolutely not. I don't want you in my league if you're not going to be there at the draft.
Especially, I mean, a snake draft, it's not a big deal.
No, really. that's
because it'll take like the best person.
Yeah. But an auction draft.
Yeah.
If you don't have somebody there, you're not going to get good value. The person who's on auto is going to bid everybody up.
If you've never done an auction draft, and I know last year when we had our listener league, there were a lot of people in that had never done one. If you've never done an auction draft, it has like a projected price for every player. And if you're on auto draft, it'll bid up to that price. So no matter how ridiculous that price seems, whatever, the player is always going to go to that price. So it was good that everybody was there, at least initially. Two people did leave mid-draft, but they basically had their team filled. Mm-hmm. So, and you said this was a super flex?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. And we went into it not like dynasty, not thinking dynasty, just thinking this is a redraft. It's really different for us. We found out last year when we did our listener league that like, most of our leagues are contract keeper leagues, so we kind of already have a team. Doing a whole team is a little intense.
It's a commitment, and yes, it's a time commitment is what I mean.
Yeah, it is a time commitment. I did want to read off our team real quick, if I can get to it here, just because I thought it turned out all right. We, of course, had to go with Caleb Williams as the quarterback, and then Joe Mixon and James Cook as the two running backs. Michael Pittman, DJ Moore, getting a stack with Caleb Williams there. And Cooper Kupp, I feel like that's a really good wide receiver room. DJ Moore, Michael Pittman, Cooper Kupp, Sam Laporta. And then flex pieces, Keenan Allen, Malik Nabers. And our super flex was Jaden Daniels. And then on the bench, we got Bryce Young, Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones, Bo Nix. We stacked up on quarterbacks in the super flex when other people weren't, just because they were cheap.
You in a super flex, like yes, that is like you do. You want to. I always harp on people who are like, I guess my dad, your dad, in our family auction league that we did last year for the first time. Between the two of them, they had eight quarterbacks, and I was
that's got to go on the commandments. If it's not a super flex, you don't need four quarterbacks.
No. Well, it is on the that is one of our commandments.
Well, yeah, don't go crazy on quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Would be, I guess, going crazy.
But a super flex, you need them. Like, yeah, you absolutely need to make sure you invest in the quarterback position.
Yep. And then we got Jalen Warren. We got Keon Coleman, who I'm really big on. And then we got your Gus Bus. You love Gus Bus. And he might get a chance to start for the Chargers.
Maybe. Possibly. But,
yeah. We thought, let's break down some of the top names and whatnot. And why not start with quarterbacks? So if you're on YouTube, you can see it right here. Miranda, do you want to read some of them off? You want me to read them off? How do you want to do it?
I'll go. Let's do this. So we had Patrick Mahomes going for 47. Jalen Hurts also went for 47. Josh Allen, 45. Lamar Jackson went for 40. CJ Stroud, 38. Then we had Anthony Richardson, 35. Kyler Murray and Joe Burrow both went at 28. We had Jordan Love and Dak Prescott at 26. Trevor Lawrence, Jared Goff, Justin Herbert, 23.
And then Tua at 22. And then we dipped under 20s. We had Stafford and Caleb Williams at 19. Brock Purdy at 15, Jaden Daniels at 12, Watson at 11, Cousins at 11, Baker Mayfield at 10, Geno Smith at 9, then some cheaper guys, J.J. McCarthy and Bryce Young. We'll talk about some of the $1 bargain bin guys that went, but this was interesting to me. I think part of it is because I'm out on Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. I think he's regressing. So the fact that he went for the same as Patrick Mahomes.
But he did finish number two. I think it depends too. We don't know anybody in this mock draft, obviously. But, yeah. You know, Jalen Hurts did come in right behind. Well, no, not behind Mahomes.
Yeah, behind Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But
Josh Allen finishing at number, but Josh Allen, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see him this year.
So would you rather have Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts? I guess Hurts technically has better weapons.
He does. So I feel like that is probably why he went over Josh Allen here.
Mahomes for me, I mean, this I think is going to be his best receiving core. Mm-hmm.
He's building his dynasty.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously he still has Travis Kelce. They got Marquise Brown, who I think is going to do really well for them. Xavier Worthy, who is the fastest guy in the draft. They got him. And Rashee Rice did well if he can stay out of legal trouble.
He's not. No. More stuff coming out.
Well, there's a new report that there are two witnesses saying that did not happen. He's being falsely accused.
I think I read it as they witnessed that it did. No, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, they said did not.
I saw the article like pop up. Did that happen today? Like it popped up today?
Yep, it was today.
I was working, saw the pop-up.
Yeah.
Didn't fully read it because I was busy.
Anthony Richardson at $35, if he can stay healthy, I think is a good price because he can run very well. But the other guy that can run very well, if he can stay healthy, is the rookie, Jaden Daniels. And he's only going for $12.
Mm-hmm. And Caleb Williams being under 22. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm surprised at that one because I have to remove the Bears fan in me. Like, get that out of the way.
Well, we didn't because we got him on our team. But
Well, I know. But the fact that we could get him at 19.
Yeah.
Just does that mean like there's not as much hype out there in the mock drafts?
It was. I think there are a lot of people like myself that maybe think he's not going to be the guy, or they think Chicago's going to ruin him. But how does he not put up good numbers with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. One other thing here I wanted to point out. Between Trevor Lawrence, Jared Goff, Justin Herbert. Goff, where did he finish? He was top 10, right?
Jared Goff finished 7th.
Yeah. Justin Herbert, who knows who's going to be his top receiving options now that Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are gone. What do you think of that? Would you rather have Goff at 23? I know normally we don't like Goff.
I actually would, though.
I do, too.
I would.
Yeah. There's just so many question marks around Herbert. I don't know.
His whole offense is gone.
Yeah, it really is. I mean,
I don't know, like that. The Chargers, you know me and my Chargers.
I know,
for fantasy, it's not the same now, and I'm stuck with that offense in my leagues, and Herbert. But they went their separate ways,
which might benefit you.
It might.
I mean, Allen's on the Bears, Mike Williams on the Jets, catching passes from Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people think that he's something. I think he's something, but I don't mean it in a fantasy football positive way. I don't know. Just interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the bargain. One of the bargains, I mean, we listed him, but Bryce Young at $3. I agree that Bryce Young sucks. I don't think he's good, but...
Do we need a Bryce Young Sucks Island?
We do. Bryce Young Sucks Island. And it'll be really short because he's so small.
There used to be, I don't think it... There still is a Jared Goff Sucks Island.
But. Yeah. there is, but he hasn't sucked recently.
No, and he's got stuff going for him. He's got Laporta.
Yeah, but Bryce Young, I mean, they have Adam Thielen still. They got Deontay Johnson. They traded for him from the Steelers, and they drafted a guy that we showed a clip of him last week, Xavier Leggett, that we really like, obviously, or I do anyways. He's got options that he could be better than $3. J.J. McCarthy went for 4th. I don't even know if he starts. I think Sam Darnold at least starts the year as their starter. I could be wrong, but I mean, I don't know.
I want to talk about the dollar bin yeah. quarterbacks.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to talk about one that is just still heartbreaking to see him here.
I know
Justin
where you're going.
Fields.
Yeah.
$1.
Right.
And I don't blame anybody for that either. He's a backup quarterback, second string.
But the first string, Russell Wilson, also went for a dollar.
He did.
So you could have them both, and maybe Fields takes the job, and you still have them both just $2 out of your pocket.
Well, I think that if you got either of them for a dollar, you should have picked up the other one.
Yeah.
Did they go? Agreed. I don't remember. Did they go to the same
team? I think they were different teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. If you get one, you should get the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Penix also. Penix. I did. No, I said.
You know what's on her mind.
I said Penix. But it's Penix, isn't it? I hate when I pronounce words wrong, and names especially, and I just butchered that. So moving on. Shut your mouth. Moving on. Bo Nix, also a dollar. Derek Carr.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which Derek Carr is a starter.
I'm gonna punch you.
Derek Carr is a starter for now. So to get him at a dollar in a super flex league is pretty crazy. Are you all right?
No,
there?
I'm not all right. I didn't say that. And how dare you?
shout out to Jamie in the chat. What's up, old fashioned football peeps? And auction drafts are fun, but only done one in person. Not sure how online auctions work. Similar to, we've never done like an in-person with an actual auctioneer.
That would be interesting.
But remember we met that guy at the expo?
Yes, we did.
Who is an auctioneer, but on the side, he does fantasy football auction
I wish
drafts.
We had all of his information right now. We'd give him a shout out.
Yeah. But online, it's pretty similar. It's going back and forth. And as RD say, an online auction runs a lot easier. Agreed. It's pretty smooth since it tracks everything for you. The only thing is, that gets annoying is like when it's counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're like, yes, I got my guy. And then somebody bids right at 1 second, which I've done to people, but normally I try to get my bids in as we go.
I'm all over the place.
You are a little bit, especially when it's against me. You already have two tight ends. I really need this dollar tight end. And you decide to bid another dollar to get three. Do you remember that?
I do. Well, I didn't realize you had the bid in. I was like, he can't go for a dollar.
Yeah, that was Hunter Henry that year. And then started Hunter Henry. Anyways, Miranda, before we get to the running backs in the mock draft, why don't we tell people where they can play a little fantasy action?
You can do that over on Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on a player on a player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your other favorite sports, and you can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in over 30 states, including California, Texas, and even Canada.
Oh, Canada, eh? And you get a new pick'em special when you use our promo code OFFSGPN, and they're going to be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash airdrop specials, giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. And they also just launched their champions, their player versus player format in Florida. And it's no longer a $100 deposit match. Instead, if you sign up with promo code OFFSGPN to claim your special first pick and first time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. That's a lot of bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code OFFSGPN. All right.
I want to go back to our espresso old fashions here with Oak and Eden. I'm really getting that. Like, I really love when the coffee bourbon hits you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm tasting the espresso. I don't know if I'm tasting. We'll find out when we try it on its own. Oak and Eden's bourbon and brew.
Yeah.
But I'm also really picking up with the coffee, the Angostura.
Yeah. And the cocoa or just the Angostura?
Just the Angostura. I was about to say, we say Angostura in this house.
It's because she's always thinking of the Kama Sutra. And Michael Penix.
I know how to say Angostura bitters, but it always comes out Sutra.
It happens. Let's catch up with the chat real quick before we talk about running backs. Nick says that I love to bid him up. Jamie likes to shit talk the friends when they makes him overspend.
Absolutely, you gotta do that.
Mer loves it when I bid her up on a kicker. And RD loves it when Fortune pays more than a dollar for a kicker.
Exactly.
And he said because it pisses her off.
No, it doesn't anymore. It doesn't, because a kicker is a kicker. Do you know how often I'm swapping in and out kickers every week? It's like, well, who do I think this week has the best chance at getting a lot of points there? Who's going to kick more field goals? All of that stuff. Yeah. I don't care about your kicker, Nick. You pay your $2. That's fine with me. It makes me laugh now. Used to get mad at it. Now I just think people are stupid. Sorry.
I'd rather have like a $2 wide receiver flyer or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend. You bid me up on a kicker, I'm not spending $3. I will never spend $3 on a kicker unless it's my last player that I'm filling and I have the money left, which I always end up with the $1 players towards the end. That's spender. Okay, though.
That's all right.
You can't take it with you after. It does nothing for you.
How many bench players do you end up dropping eventually anyways for waivers? Because somebody pops off that you didn't expect. So, no, I'm totally on board with that.
Sorry for the rant.
No, if I was going to add to that, if you're in a Devy league, a developmental league where you can pick up different players that aren't in the league yet, I would put a notice to your league now that you want Jake Bates, the kicker for the Michigan Panthers in the UFL. That dude has not missed a 60 plus yarder yet. I think he's 5 for 5. He's 3 for 3 for 50 yarders, I think. He's going to be in the NFL next year. And a lot of those NFL kickers are missing 60 yarders, and this guy's drilling them. So, and also Jamie started identifying as Canadian recently, eh? speaking of Canada, CFL Gambling Podcast, I think Monday is going to be our first episode. Me and Colby Damp, make sure you check that out. Miranda, let's check out these running backs, shall we?
Let's do it.
You want me to start it off and you can
read?
All right. So Jonathan Taylor went as the most expensive running back at $46, which surprised me that he was more than Christian McCaffrey, who went for $42, Saquon Barkley at $41, too high, Breece Hall at $39, Josh Jacobs at $37, Travis Etienne at $37, Bijan Robinson at $36, Jahmyr Gibbs at $35, Isaiah Pacheco at $34, Derrick Henry at $33, and then Kyren Williams and Devonta Chan both at $30.
All right, under 30, coming in under 30, we had Rashad White at 29, Nick Chubb and David Montgomery coming in at 28, Kenneth Walker, 27, Joe Mixon, 26. We had James Cook, Aaron Jones, Najee Harris, all at 25. Then you've got James Conner at 24, Ramondre Stevenson at 22, and Javonte Williams at 21. Tony Pollard coming in at 20.
Yeah, so I know Devonta Chan is very talented, but $30, I feel like this is a guy, we talked about it a little bit, the Miami backfield, he lost in the offseason. They re-signed Mostert. They drafted a guy who had the most big slash explosive plays in college. Like, he's not going to get, I think his volume is going to be so split. I don't think he's worth that 30.
No, he's the guy that it depends on where he falls, but I'm not going after him as my main backs because that backfield is diluted now.
Yeah, 100%.
There's too much, I don't want to say competition, but there's just too much going on back there that he's not going to have as much share as he had before.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I guess what else jumps out at me? Christian McCaffrey at 42 and Bijan Robinson at 36. I think those are probably the two best backs to get. And they weren't the top backs.
No, Jonathan Taylor, like, I know he was injured last year. He finished at 33, RB 33. We're also going off of half PPR. Everything we were telling you, half PPR.
Yeah.
So, Jonathan Taylor coming in there, I know he was injured. I didn't do the math because I'd like to do the average then. Like, then what's their average for weeks? And I didn't do that. Let me see. Hold on here. So Christian McCaffrey averaged 22.4.
That's 5 points higher than second place Raheem Mostert.
Yes.
And so why aren't you?
Jonathan Taylor, 14.7.
Yeah.
Was his average. Like,
which is lower-ish. And I guess maybe Anthony Richardson takes some of his carries, but People are spending $41 for Saquon Barkley, where Jalen Hurts is going to take some of his carries. I don't know. It was just interesting to me. Anymore, I have trouble overspending for running backs.
It's been, it's weird. It's weird how things have shifted in fantasy football with that. But I'm in agreement there.
Yeah. Kyren Williams, $30, another guy that to me, it's too much. Mm-hmm. They drafted Blake Corum. He's not going to take over, but he's going to get carries. And it's a passing team with Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. I don't know. That's just interesting to me. Some other interesting things in the bargain bin. Brian Robinson, the Commanders. I know Austin Eckler is there. I get it. But I still think Brian Robinson's going to be their touchdown vulture type guy. Zach Moss, he's taken over in Cincinnati. He only went for $7. Does that surprise you?
It does a little bit, yeah.
We got Gus Bus for $3.
I know you had talked about Blake Corum just a little bit ago. He went for $2, and that is something I would snag it.
Yeah, for sure. Another guy that went for $2, Zeke. And I think he's going to be their starting running back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect him to be a top 10 like he was in 2021.
No.
But still in 2022, sharing the workload with Tony Pollard, he was a top 20. Mm-hmm. So to get a top 20 for $2.
I think it's worth it to see what happens with that season, with their offense, with the season coming up.
Agreed.
I would pay $2 for him.
Yeah. I don't know. Kind of interesting to me. Before we get on to wide receivers, just want to let you know that we're also brought to you by Royal Retros. Are you looking to prove that you know ball? What better way than to showcase your old school fandom than with some old school gear from a classic team? Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, jackets, sweatshirts, and more from the vintage sports leagues and teams that you know and love, the Dirty Bird, the Orange Crush, or the Sack Exchange. That sounds dirty. All make for sick jerseys for real fans. You can see the Dragons uniform on here, which is back from, I think that was the NFL Europe League before it was the World Football League. And they even have like the old Tampa Bay, the old logo that they never should have gone away with. They have that. I haven't looked, but I bet you can even get some Redskins gear there. Use promo code SGPN for 10% off your order today. That's code SGPN at RoyalRetros.com to take 10% off today. All right. I'm trying to timestamp ourselves here so that we know, and I'm failing at writing it down. Should we talk about the wide receivers?
Let's do it.
Now again, this was super flex. So your quarterbacks were the most important parts of it, obviously, but, we got a, first of all, shout out to the chat. What's up, Jordan, FBI Tugboat. Yo,
hello.
First to Twitter, then to YouTube. That's okay. We're going over mock draft results. Let's go to the wide receivers now, because there were some interesting things here. Do you want to start us off?
I do, and it's just this part. I know, because we're super flex, so the pricing like throws me when you have your quarterbacks going for 47 and 46 and above 40, and the top like
super flex is the new thing though.
It like, is everybody's new doing
league,
it.
Every new
know,
league we get.
I'm not it. On the super flex like. Train. I'm just not there yet. I like
needs
it.
To be a shirt, the super flex train.
Not on it yet.
Yep, not on the super flex train. Cody would be disappointed in you, by the way.
That I can take the disappointment. I can handle it. I'm just not there yet. Yeah. Come on. I converted from ESPN to Sleeper, so give me credit for that.
There you go.
When we first did our first draft on Sleeper, I was like, are you kidding me? And that was just a couple years ago.
I know.
I was like, I need my ESPN. I'm past that. I'm over it. I get ESPN is an antique. We need to get it everything converted over.
But we're still not there on Superflex.
No, just give me time.
Yeah.
Talk to me next year. So, wide receivers. Jamar Chase went for 32. So did CeeDee Lamb. At 31, we had Puka Nacua. At $30, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Justin Jefferson. Tyreek Hill went for 29. AJ Brown, 27. Garrett Wilson, 26. Marvin Harrison.
Not Marvinson.
Marvinson. I like it better. It has a nice ring to it. Went for 25. And then coming in at 22, we had Deebo Samuel, 21, Chris Olave, and at 20, Michael Pittman.
And then $19 guys, DJ Moore, Devontae Adams. Interesting to see both of them at the same price. $18, Mike Evans and Nico Collins. $17, Drake London, Stephon Diggs, DK Metcalf, $16, Devonta Smith, $15, Brandon Ayuk, Amari Cooper, Cooper Kupp, $14, Jalen Waddle, $13, T. Higgins and Tank Dell. And then we had some other guys below that. Keenan Allen went for $11, Christian Kirk for $11, just some interesting ones. Does anything jump out at you right away?
It does. Scroll. DJ Moore. I think DJ Moore going for $19.
Yeah.
Like he was wide receiver six. He was a top 10 wide receiver going for $19. And now we have Caleb Williams.
I know. Now we do have more competition.
There is. We have Keenan Allen.
And even though DJ Moore went to the Cubs game with him, he did not go to the Chicago Sky, I think is the WNBA team. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's on the outs already.
Maybe we did kind of last week. We talked about the drama where Caleb Williams isn't including DJ Moore when he talks about his wide receivers.
I know, it's crazy.
He doesn't mention DJ Moore, but he's still very talented.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping that like resolves itself.
DJ Moore did say some nice things about him. So I think that's maybe going to turn around now. But he said they asked him like, what's different with Caleb Williams? Because they've done some workouts together already. Mm-hmm. What's different in Caleb Williams that you haven't had on other quarterbacks? And he said his anticipation. He turns and the ball's coming there already. And he didn't even know it was coming there, but he turned and boom, there it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look back, Fields didn't have that same anticipation. And I don't know. That's interesting. To me, Cooper Kupp, I know he's older. I know he's had some injuries. But $15? This is a guy that 2 years ago led the league in receiving touchdowns and catches. Like, to me, as long as he's not injured, he's still one of the best on the field, isn't he? You're thinking.
I'm thinking. Where did he finish? Hold on.
Because I know Puka Nacua, the rookie, is good. He went for 31.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. So Cooper Kupp going for 15, though.
How old is Cooper Kupp? I need to know his age.
You're big on wide receiver ages.
Wide receiver ages matter.
Yeah.
It matters.
It matters. RD pointing out Waddle and Kupp with big upside at that price. I agree. I mean, Waddle went for 14, just less than him. You really think Odell Beckham's going to steal that much from him?
Cooper Kupp is old.
How old is he?
He's a 93, baby.
That's younger than me by 6 years.
I know.
What are you trying to say? My football career's over already?
I mean, Cooper Kupp is a little younger than me, but...
I don't know. I still think he's really talented.
He is, but he is not... He is no longer 26.
He's no longer 26. He's what, 33?
No, 31.
31? Math.
What year are we in, Justin?
What year is it? Sometimes I wonder. I think that's really good value for him. Drake London now has Kirk Cousins thrown to him. He's supposed to be this super talented wide receiver. We haven't really seen it. I mean, we've seen it in stints here and there. Mm-hmm. Fantasy football wise, it hasn't really paid out. That's at $17. I think that's a good deal.
Oh, I remember what I was looking at.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp finished as a wide receiver 41 last year.
But remember how good he looked when he was healthy? I mean,
remember when?
I don't know. Justin Jefferson was the top priced wide receiver last year. He's tied for fourth now because Kirk Cousins isn't throwing to him anymore. I don't think it matters.
I don't last think year, it matters. Talent is talent sometimes.
Yeah. You know? And last year, Kirk Cousins got injured. And I know Jefferson had injuries as well, too. But he still put up good numbers when he was healthy, no matter who was throwing to him. So that one's interesting to me.
He was injured a big chunk, though. But yeah. He averaged 16.8 fantasy points. And just to put that in perspective, so that would be Puka Nacua finished as wide receiver 4, but he averaged more yards or more points than Puka Nacua for the weeks he was here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
he would have been, had he been healthy, he would have been that wide receiver 4 spot.
And that was with Josh Dobbs and Nick Mullins throwing to him. You got to imagine Sam Darnold or JJ McCarthy will be a little bit better than that. I don't know. I still think he's one of the best in the league. And I know it's only $2, but I don't know. It's interesting. I think I would still draft him for more than Puka Nacua, who went for 31. Justin Jefferson's still young.
I know.
He's not reached that age mark that you throw.
Is he in his prime?
Yeah, he's in his prime. I think he's 25.
Okay, he's about to approach it.
He's about to approach his prime?
So you absolutely need to get him. He is... Why isn't it telling me?
Why don't you just type in age?
No, because it's supposed to pop up Wikipedia.
He was born in 1999.
Holy.
He's 25.
He is not... Yeah, he's approaching his prime. 99. That makes me feel old.
bargain bin guys, Ladd McConkey, who has a good chance at leading the Chargers. Mm-hmm. He went for 5. Troy Franklin, Denver is kind of a shit show, but we talked last week. He's got Bo Nix, his college quarterback, throwing to him, $4. Xavier Leggett for the Panthers, $3. Kean Coleman, that I really like, $3.
I want to throw one out here.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice went for 2. So now we need to break this down here because let's say he's not playing this year. Let's say his legal problems are legit.
He's gonna play. He didn't kill anybody.
I know. just calm down. Just hypothetically, he's gonna miss time, whatever. And with that talented offense, would you spend the $2 for him?
I think it's worth if he's going to play.
Okay.
Like I would take the risk.
Let's say this isn't a redraft auction league or
it's a keeper contract.
It's a keeper contract. I absolutely am paying $2 to pick him up.
Yeah.
Would you stash him on your bench all year?
Yeah, I think so. He had a really good first year. It looked like he was, this guy's going to be good. Now they bring in Marquise Brown. They draft Xavier Worthy. He has legal issues. It scares me off a little, but not $2 little.
No, but like, I also shot myself in the foot when I drafted those Chiefs wide receivers two years ago. Yeah. And it was too much. It's too much. And Patrick Mahomes, he makes things happen with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. No, agreed. I don't know. Jamie pointing out the legal process usually gets drawn out, so it could be suspended 2025, not this year.
Oh, well, there's that.
That's true. I just think $2 is too cheap. Would I go north of 10? No.
No.
Not with all their weapons and the potential legal issues, but $2? Are you kidding me? Another guy, $2, DeAndre Hopkins. I know Will Levis is throwing to him. I get it. I know they have other weapons now. But it's still DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, he's still at least a flex piece at the very least. $2 for Hopkins, a talent like him?
But he is, how old is he? He's 32.
Yeah, so he's still DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins is 6 years past his prime.
6 years. I don't know about
everyone's going to be so sick of me talking about people in their prime.
Yeah.
but no, yeah, that it does.
That seems too cheap to me.
A little bit.
Now, I will say we had one league where he went for $6 last year, and I thought that felt too cheap. So $2 really seems too cheap, in my opinion.
He came in at wide receiver 22. So I would spend $6 to get.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
22nd wide receiver. Hopkins. Yeah.
He's still a very talented guy. One other that we're going to throw out, $1 guy, Christian Watson. He had injury issues last year, but he's a talented player. And if the Packers, if Jordan Love can repeat the good year he had, I think Christian Watson is probably worth $1. RD is a Packer fan. He can probably weigh in on that. But if he's healthy, he's not bad.
He finished as wide receiver 65 last year, but he averaged 9.7 fantasy points for the games that he played.
Missed a shit ton, right?
That would put him back up in the range of
a flex, right?
In the 30s to low 40s.
Yeah.
So, wide receiver. So for $1 to get in that range, that's a good pickup.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. Jamie's saying before the crash, Rice was drafted in the late second of best balls on Underdog. Mm-hmm. I was excited to get Rice last year, and then they put the whole the crash news out, and mm-hmm. I got some trade offers, and like people are offering me third rounders in a rookie draft, and it's like I'm not that out on him yet.
No. Where it's gonna bite me is like the keeper leagues where his whatever I drafted, because I got him in some leagues last year. So whatever I drafted him at, because he didn't go
cheap
for $2.
Right. Yeah.
So do I want to keep him and contract him at the price that I paid last year? And do I want to keep him longer than a year and have that extra $5 every year? Like that's what I'm gonna have to be thinking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about tight ends, because I know you wanted to hit on some of the craziness here.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little pissed.
You shouldn't be, because the guy you were pissed about, we got.
I know. Like, I'm not pissed. I'm not pissed. I'm just shocked that the number one tight end, my tight end, went.
Your number one tight end.
One tight end. Okay, so Travis Kelce. He went for $22. He's in his Mahomes dynasty year. Telling you. Mark Andrews went for 19. Trey McBride, 17. Same with TJ Hawkinson. Then we had Dalton Kincaid at 15. Kyle Pitts, gross, at 14.
Pitts' passion is back.
No, it's not. It's gone. Sam Laporta coming in at 12. So Kyle Pitts was... somebody paid more for Kyle Pitts than Sam Laporta. What is happening? Then we had Kittle at 7, David Njoku also at 7. We had Evan Engram, Dallas Goedert at 6, Brock Bowers at 5, and Jake Ferguson at 2.
Yeah, definitely interesting. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, was Sam Laporta not the number one tight end last year?
He was the number one tight end. Everybody who listens to us knows he's the number one tight end because of how much...
Why is he going 7th off the board?
He was my hot take.
Yeah.
And I was right early.
Why? Why is he going as the 7th tight end? I don't understand that.
I don't either. He's still going to have a great year. Like, I don't...
People buying into the Goff sucks island or what? Like, no. I don't...
Sam Laporta made Jared Goff look better.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't. I mean, I'm glad we got him, even though it's just mm-hmm. a mock. I'm glad that we got him. I just don't understand it. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Look at all those Iowa tight ends, though. TJ Hawkinson, Sam Laporta, George Kittle. Even George Kittle at 7 seems low.
It does, because I know Kittle is older. Well, is he, though? I don't know. Let's see.
You got to look up his age.
I got to. It's a different prime year for tight ends, though. I guess mid-20s.
RD saying Murr loves tight ends, especially Laporta's. And then what crazy league was this in? This was a mock draft that we did just from some people that do auction mocks. Anyways, how old's Kittle?
Can you do this math again? He's a 93. He's my sister's age.
31.
31.
Sister's so old.
She's getting older. Sorry, Maisie.
We're going to have to clip that and just send that to her. Your sister's so old.
It's weird. She should be like under 30.
He's a little injury prone, but he is he's still a high energy, mm-hmm. great player, doesn't come off the field. I don't understand him going for 7.
No.
I would take him over Njoku at 7 all day. I know people love Njoku. They love Deshaun Watson. I don't. I'm out on the Browns every year.
And I think TJ Hawkinson, right on the money, going for 17.
Even with either JJ McCarthy or Sam Darnold thrown to him, you don't think that declines his value?
Look where, okay, look at the quarterbacks they had last year, and it didn't decline his value.
True.
So I think that you could make the same argument with him as you could make for Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, agreed. Trey McBride, 17, that's somebody I'm really up on this year. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to have an even better year this year. They no longer have Zach Ertz. They got rid of him. I'm a big fan of McBride.
He did finish in the top 10, coming in at number 9 last year.
And now defenses have to look at Marvinson. So they got to focus on him. They can't just focus on Trey McBride, who led the league led the team in targets last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, talk about the bargain bin real quick.
Yeah, we have a couple dollar tight ends for you. Cole Kmet.
He's always disrespected. every year. Now I
know. The Bears in general are always disrespected.
The dog is driving me crazy. If you guys see me moving around, she's like nudging me.
I know. She's over this podcast.
She's over it already.
She usually waits till the end credit music.
Right.
You know? The end credits. So, is it credits? I wouldn't say it's credits.
The credits as we roll the credits of us two. Just our names roll.
We need that now. We need to have credits.
He's finished seventh the past 2 years.
Yes.
I know that they have Gerald Everett at tight end now. They have Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze that are going to get targets. But I still think he's going to get targets. He's still going to get red zone targets, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand him going for a dollar. Or Kate Otten.
Kate Otten. I was going to say, he's the other tight end who went for a dollar.
Yeah. And he really hasn't had a lot change at all. And was he like this top tier tight end?
He was in the top 20, 19.
Yeah, I still like him though. On that,
he was a tight end that I was able to throw in a couple weeks. Right. But I kind of waited to pick him up off the waivers though.
I guess
I don't know if I would be paying a dollar to have him be my tight end too.
Really,
I feel like he's more
a waiver guy. Mm-hmm. I'd pay a dollar for and him just, as a backup.
You'd take him on your bench at a dollar. I feel like there's other tight ends you could take at a dollar or get at a dollar before him.
He did all right for us in the FFPC. The playoff challenge, and I'm looking for them to build on that. Him and Baker.
All right.
Real quick, I thought this was kind of interesting. The team trends. Why don't you go over most expensive? I'll go over cheapest.
Yeah, the most expensive, the Eagles, 138.
Yeah.
The Lions at 130. Yet people didn't pay enough for Sam Laporta.
Yeah.
So had they paid? Can we? I need to look at these tight end prices one more time. So had people paid, I easily think he was worth like $20 or even the 22 for Kelsey. So he went for 12. So had people paid his true worth, Detroit would have been the most expensive team.
True.
Just throwing that out there because I disagree with where.
If my aunt had a wiener, she'd be my uncle. So, I mean, I don't know what you're getting at
here. Are you kidding? I'm just saying this most expensive teams out of this mock draft, I guess. I mean, that's what it is.
That's the second week in a row I've used that.
People got to start
putting that on their bingo cards that I'll be making.
So Detroit coming in at 130, the Chiefs 125. We had Houston and Miami. Well, no, not both of them. Houston 114, Miami 111, the Ravens 104, and the Colts as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The Colts interested me there. And then the 49ers at 102.
Which, I mean, to me, that's crazy because you have George Kittle, you have CMC, you have Brandon Ayuk, you have Debo Samuel, Brock Purdy, and a super flex. And for them not to be one of the top is crazy to me. RD saying shit quarterbacking is what led to Kmet Price. Excuse me. Caleb Williams is supposed to be the second coming. Let's take a look at some of these cheapest teams. Damn Packer fans, I tell you what. The Raiders at 43, the Commanders at 38, Chargers 35, Titans and Broncos both at 29, Patriots at 28, Giants at 21, and nobody wants to pay anything for the Panthers. I can't say I blame you. $19 collective of their players.
It's Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, Xavier Leggett, Adam Thielen, and Deontay Johnson.
Not good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Definitely. Sorry, Cody. Patriots are the cheapest.
So not a lot of faith in Drake May from people. Or
the Chargers. Seeing the Chargers down there is, I think, what's shocking.
Yeah.
Because that's how much this team has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole offense said goodbye to Herbert and left.
Right.
Just scattered.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler, those guys were drafted higher priced last year, 2 years ago. I mean, you're coming off 2 years ago, Eckler, I believe, was the number one running back in PPR leagues. So for them to be one of the lowest now is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is. That's something.
Yeah.
That's the one on this list that is shouldn't be there.
That's the one.
I mean, it is there, but it's shocking to see it there. Anyway.
Yeah. should we talk a little whiskey? Let me recap real quick. We just wanted to do a little mock draft results because everybody in it is auction league fantasy football players, and we had a whole everybody there. It wasn't a lot of auto drafting, so you can start to get ideas of what pricing is going to be if you go into a new league or a startup league or just a redraft auction league. And yeah, I think that's interesting because it's, again, if you want to do a mock draft auction league, it takes some time.
Well, and it's a time commitment, and know that going into it. I'm going to step on the soapbox for a minute and then step off. Know that going into it and commit yourself. Do not be the person who does the mock draft and then, all right, I'm done with this. I don't have the full time. And then you leave it to auto draft.
I got two players. Now I'm out.
But, I mean, we did have a couple people who did drop midway through, and it does change.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't at the beginning, because that would have really skewed things. But like for seeing this, to see where people are really going, you have an auto draft person. You can't see where. I don't feel like it can prepare you as well, because you aren't going to see where people are truly going, because if you're in our leagues, you're required to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to try to get some other mocks in so that we can start building kind of that average auction value, tell you guys what's changing for people and whatnot. I mean, obviously it's going to be a little different in your home leagues, because, you know, like, I might spend more for a Bears player. RD might spend more for a Packers player. In our leagues, the Hawkeye players always seem to go for a lot more than
they came out of Iowa.
Yeah.
They're going high.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, but yeah, we'll try to build some data for you guys so that you don't have to spend your 3 hours doing it. You can maybe rely on us, hopefully, to help you out there. Let's talk a little bit of whiskey. Do you want to start talking about it and I'll pour?
Yeah, pour, because you weren't even going to have us try the whiskey plain.
No, I was. I forgot.
You weren't prepared enough. Okay. So as I mentioned, we're drinking Oak and Eden's Bourbon and Brew Coffee Steeped Oak. We have done Oak and Eden, or we've tried Oak and Eden many times on the show.
Three.
This is the fourth, or this is the third?
This is the fourth.
And they're really innovative in how they do their whiskey, their bourbon. They're not necessarily like, they don't brew, not brew. Why did I say brew? Because we're drinking
bourbon and brew.
Yeah. They don't distill their whiskey. It is distilled in Indiana. And Oak and Eden is located in Texas, but they do all the finishing there. And that is like what they are focused on. It's the in bottle finishing versus like your double oaked bourbons. It's double oaked, but finished in the bottle.
Yeah.
In a sense. Do you know what I mean?
Because of the spire they put in.
Yes.
There. Yeah.
So, they're really about that innovation and just the creativity and how creative you can get with bourbon. We have, if you go to oakandeden.com, I'm going to make sure that's the, it is oakandeden.com.
Nailed it.
I mean, it sounded like right. So I'm double checking. It is. You can go and you can build your own bottle. And I've done that. I did that for you for your birthday last year.
The bourbon and blackberry.
Yeah. So
it's very good.
Yes. And I was just on their site tonight, kind of looking, and there's new ones. I don't remember strawberry ever being on there. And I look at your face. It's interesting, though. It's interesting. And there's cranberry, too. Bourbon and cranberry. I don't know. I don't remember those two being on the list.
I'm glad you didn't think about picking strawberry for me.
I wouldn't have picked. You're not a strawberry guy.
No, but that just strawberry whiskey sounds a little odd to me.
It does.
Like there's innovative and then there's you've taken it too far.
Well, you can do pineapple. There's a pineapple liqueur. Maybe, you know.
No, and you can pick like the type of wood spire. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes. Proof? I'm going to get
there. Oh, you're going to get there.
I'm
going to
get there. I'm going to get there. But anyway, so they've really like they've pioneered the technique in bottle finishing for Oak and Eden. So speaking of like, you know, the spire that goes in there, there's a lot on their site about, you know, like wood is like what makes the whiskey, like the barrel that it's aged in. They do age all of their bourbon in an Indiana for a minimum of 3 years.
Yeah.
But you can do Oh, where is it?
So I lost it's sourced.
It is sourced. I already talked about
this. I did not know that initially.
Mm-hmm. But you can do the... Oh, I'm losing it.
Lost yourself.
I did. It was here. But it's a French spire, or it's the oak, right? Or French oak. And then... let me see here.
Well, this one is the French oak. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. American oak or the French oak.
Okay.
So it was American or French. And that spire, like, it, you know, they put it in the bottle. One of the things that I think is really cool and having, like, this is like our third bottle of Oak and Eden.
Fourth.
It is our fourth?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, if we've done it on the show four times, this is our fourth one.
Right.
As you drink it, that wood spire stays in the bottle and the whiskey gets darker over time. Uh-huh. It finishes, in bottle finishes continuously.
Which is something that kind of drew me to them like right away. Like our first drink out of a bottle is going to be different than the last drink because it has aged differently.
Depending on how quickly you drink it.
Yeah, right. True. Shout out to RD real quick. He said, welcome to the spirits industry where they will try a flavor of everything just to see what sticks. Yes.
Yes. They absolutely will. And if you go to their website and you go to the build a bottle, you can pick between their bourbon, their four grain bourbon, their rye, and their wheated bourbon.
Wheated.
So I'm going to just go here. I'm going to pick bourbon right now.
Yeah.
You can choose between that American oak, which has the notes of vanilla and caramel that, you know, we get out of bourbon.
A lot of bourbons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Or you can choose a French oak, which has a little bit more spice. It has cinnamon and cardamom. So I feel like if you do their rye, I would recommend doing their French oak.
Yeah, 100% agree.
So I picked the bourbon. I'm going with the American oak spire. I'm doing this all online with you guys right now. And then
I should have shared the screen.
But then for your infusion, it comes the infusion part. You can pick. This is where it comes in. Obviously ours right now is the coffee.
Yeah.
Because we're doing the bourbon and brew. There's honey, vanilla, maple syrup, strawberry, peach, pineapple, orange, blackberry, and then you can do Cabernet or port wine. They took away pineapple. No, there's pineapple. I said pineapple.
You did
like
say
they
pineapple.
Took it away because they also have. So we're just. What do you want to do, Justin?
Let's do port wine.
Port wine.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting. All right. And then, this isn't right.
Why?
What about the rum?
What?
The rum soaked spire. There used to be rum.
Oh, they don't have that anymore.
Oh.
They do have a Ryan Rumba.
Yes, drink, they do.
But yeah, you can't create
infusion
that anymore.
Infusion is rum. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, okay.
They used to do rum. Anyway. I'm done. So it's really cool. You can go do your own bottle. They have their Anthro series where actors and musicians have collaborated with Oak and Eden to create different blends, infusions.
Speaking of actors, is it Jay Smith? If you watch Yellowstone, he plays Lloyd. Mm-hmm. He's all on the commercials always for this coffee one.
Yes.
Because a cowboy needs coffee and bourbon. Both.
Yes.
Why not get them together, right?
Yeah. For J. Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I was right.
You were. So this bourbon and brew, it's their bourbon whiskey and cold brew coffee. And then they begin with the bourbon that's made 60% corn, 36% rye, and 4% malted barley. And then they age that in American white oak barrels. Sorry, lost it. There we go. And then after aging, they do that. We just talked about it. The French oak spire, and that's seasoned and toasted and infused with cold brew coffee.
So this one's the French oak, which was the cinnamon and cardamom, right?
Yes. Cinnamon, okay. Spicier. It's spicier. which I do think goes well with it.
With coffee.
Instead of vanilla and caramel does too. So yeah, you could totally do your own infusion and do the bourbon.
Yeah.
Their bourbon, do the coffee, and then choose an American Oak yeah, Spire. So,
true.
But yeah, this one is a little bit a spicy.
Yeah.
So
why is it spicy?
I know you don't like when I do this, but online they say that it gives it flavors and notes of obviously coffee. If you don't taste coffee,
that's
out
what
of
I
it,
get from it.
dark chocolate, which we did the chocolate bitters in our old fashioned, and then burnt vanilla.
Yeah. No, I definitely feel like I get a lot of coffee from it. I mean, which is obvious. Mm-hmm. It's a really good mix, though, because it's got a little spice. Like, you can tell there's whiskey there.
I like, well, I haven't tried it yet, but I like the idea of this because just more recently, I've really started doing espresso martinis with bourbon.
Yeah.
And it changes it. I'm not really a vodka person.
Right.
I like my whiskey and
neat and your coffee black. And bed at 3 a.m.
No.
Or whatever. Shout out to Hozier. Why don't you try it? I'm gonna share some photos.
Okay, sure.
This is the library on their website, which is the Library of Whiskey.
And that's
the kind of library I want.
That's in Fort Worth, Texas. You can go there and do a 1 hour, like they offer like 1 hour long private classroom experience in the Okanagan Library. You can do personalized whiskey tastings there. And then, of course, you can customize your own whiskey. Yeah. They have a couple locations, and at both locations, you can customize a bottle of whiskey. Their second location is in Bridgeport, Texas. Mm-hmm. And that's the Okanagan flagship. There, thank you. Got it on the screen.
I got you.
This is the what they call the heartbeat of the Okanagan brand experience. They have a craft cocktail bar, and they do that whiskey bottle customization right there.
So we can go to Okanagan and Balcones in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There's the bottle we're drinking, by the way, the coffee steeped oak.
And if you go on their website, you can find a store locator, and it'll tell you, you can put in a zip code, your zip code, and it'll tell you all the stores in your location that carry Okanagan. If you haven't tried it, I've tried them. I recommend go get a bottle. I think the stores around us that have Okanagan have several varieties.
Yeah.
And if you've tried it before, then I really recommend go build your own bottle online.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that bottle you built was good. You didn't tell me what you got from this, but while you're drinking it, I will tell you coffee, right? Anything else? I feel like bourbon. Mm-hmm. I feel like I get a little cinnamon taste. Maybe it's just because you said it.
It's the tip of the tongue.
The tip of the tongue touches the top of the teeth.
No, really though, on the tip of the tongue, it's a little cinnamony. I don't know if it's cinnamony, but it's a little
spice.
Heat.
Mm-hmm. I got this at Fairway. Normally I know we're plugging wall to wall, but usually when we see this, it's higher 40s range, and Fairway had it on sale for I think $29.99.
So which is a really good
I had
price.
To get it because I've always wanted to try this one because I love coffee and I love bourbon. So perfect mix. What do you think of it?
That it's interesting. It's like a really oaky coffee.
Yeah. An oaky coffee.
An oaky coffee.
I like it. There's a really oaky afterbirth from The Office. I get an oaky afterbirth from this one. What he's talking about.
Let's not say that Okanagan's whiskey has an afterbirth. No afterbirth of any kind.
Agreed. But if you like whiskey and you like coffee, you got to try this one because it definitely hits both of those. Do you have anything else to add on that?
No, this is good. I really like this for cocktails.
Yeah.
It's good.
But not the one I made, apparently.
Well, it's just, it grew on me. Ice cubes matter. The size of the ice cube matters. And your little ice cubes.
Size doesn't matter, okay?
Our fridge doesn't produce normal ice cubes. It produces these little cute ice cubes.
Right.
And they were melted. Did you use hot coffee?
No,
you used hot coffee.
It was not hot.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You are notorious for.
I hit the stay warm a lot.
You walk by, nothing
I don't like to waste.
No, and I'm fine with that too. And I've been drinking more coffee in the afternoon lately, which is a problem, and I'll admit it. It's fine. But I do not like walking to that coffee pot in the afternoon. I am totally fine reheating my coffee. I don't like when I walk there and I see the stay warm button on from across the room and I'm like, damn it, that coffee is going to be burnt because it burns. There will be less than an inch of coffee in the coffee pot. You'll walk by, you'll hit the stay warm, and you'll go back to your office. You'll forget you did it. It'll be hours later, and I'll go in and I want a little bit more coffee, and it's burnt. And I do not like burnt coffee.
Well, I do.
And you're going to regret this. You don't clean out the coffee pot. You will let coffee, if I'm not making the coffee,
mm-hmm.
you will let the, you'll burn your coffee from the afternoon before that less than an inch of coffee.
Right.
Sometimes a centimeter of coffee is just burning
centimeter.
Throughout the afternoon at the bottom of that coffee.
It's America. We don't measure in centimeters.
I do. I'm well-rounded. So you'll let it burn.
Yeah.
And then your version of rinsing out the coffee pot is you'll dump the whatever coffee is left there at the end of the day, and you put the coffee pot back.
Well, yeah, you gotta
keep
the flavors.
And so then the next afternoon, that centimeter of coffee burns. Sometimes it's less than that, and there's nothing, and it's just burnt coffee. And these layers build up on the bottom of the coffee pot. And when I make the coffee, or it's gross. I hate when the coffee pot is gross.
Should we talk best bets? This
you need is to really rinse derailing. It. No, you got to rinse it out. Or when you let that happen and you let your coffee burn.
Yeah.
I have a specific coffee pot scrubber.
Yeah, I know.
It takes 2 seconds to get that out and scrub it.
I like the leftover flavors. Let's talk some best bets. I'm going to give out the first two. You give out the second two. This is on Underdog Fantasy where you can do higher or lower pick'em entries. Jaden Daniels higher than 19.5 passing touchdowns. Mm-hmm. That seems easy to me. I think he's going to be their starter. And they have a pretty talented receiving core. So I think that's an easy one. And then Caleb Williams higher than 23.5 passing touchdowns. That also seems easy to me. Two rookies that I think are just being undervalued a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What two do you have, Deb?
Patrick Mahomes higher than 34.5 passing touchdowns.
I like that.
It's Patrick Mahomes with perhaps the best receiving core he's had.
Right. Yeah. And we gave that out a couple weeks ago too, and I think he's hit it like 4 out of the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's building his dynasty, people.
He's building his dynasty. Absolutely. What else you got?
TJ Watt lower.
Ooh, going a little defense.
Lower. Than 15.25 sacks.
Yeah.
He can't stay healthy.
Yeah. I love TJ Watt. He is a beast, but he can't stay on the field. You're absolutely right. So I like that. On an injury prone player, even though we hate to predict injuries, mm-hmm. it makes sense to take the lower on them. So $10 on those will win you $100.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like easy money to me. They can't do the higher or lower in Ohio. We can't in Iowa either, unfortunately. But we do drive to Nebraska every now and then and put in some bets. We're going to Minnesota this weekend for your cousin's graduation. Yeah, if you can hear squeaks, the dog has definitely had enough. We're going to graduation this weekend mm-hmm. in Minnesota where they can do that. And I will be putting in this exact bet because I know you probably haven't checked your Underdog Fantasy recently, but you know, they were giving out all these specials for the NBA playoffs and they gave me some money. So now I can spend some money. You need to check yours.
Well, but I haven't been. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Is Oregon a state where you can do it? Is it Colorado? Because we had the longest layover there.
You could have been doing some best ball drafts.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't think about it, but you could have been doing some best ball drafts.
It's your job to remind me of these things.
My bad. Yeah, our giveaway is over. We've contacted of the 12 winners. We're up to number 7. We're mm-hmm. waiting to hear. So Dylan, you got to reply to my email because we're trying to get this moving along.
Yep. So far, the Darren Waller jersey has gone. The TN jersey has gone.
Jackson Smith and Jigba went.
Gore went and James Cook.
Yeah. So which Greg at Better Edge, make sure you go check out Better Edge. Awesome app. He took the James Cook jersey, but he's going to pay it forward and we're going to do another giveaway with Better Edge specifically. So that's going to be awesome. And yeah, Jamie, in the chat is the one that got the gore jersey.
Yep, he sure
and
did.
Sending it to his boss. So ooh, that's really, really, really yeah, cool. But yeah, so if
that's
if
you're winning points,
that should get you points for sure. Yeah, Dylan, make sure you get back with us. Mm-hmm. Rain, you're next, then Kelly, Matthew, Adam, and Vreeland. So make sure you get back with us. Miranda, did you have anything else to add?
I didn't.
All right, we're going to be back next week. The schedule releases next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So on Thursday, we're going to be talking about the schedule, doing a little strength of schedule. And yeah, because that can really play into, I mean, if your team has to go against the top 15 defenses or whatever, or just in finals week, in fantasy football finals week, they're against one of the toughest teams. You want to know that before your draft.
So we like to get into the deep strategy here.
Absolutely. I mean, that's all important with fantasy football. You don't got nothing else to add?
Do you want me to add something?
No, I'm just
asking. Do you want me to talk about the coffee pot some more?
Going once, going twice.
Sold.